Section 1. Motorcycle Rider Licensing. 1.1 How to obtain your Class M motorcycle license. You may obtain a Class M motorcycle license if you are at least 17 years of age. Under age 18, a parent, legal guardian or responsible adult to sign the form for driver's license, ID, permit and complete the responsible adult affidavit. Under age 18, a certificate of school enrollment, Form DS-1, must be presented. Pass required motorcycle license tests, which include special road signs test, a special road rules test and an actual riding test on a motorcycle. Note: the motorcycle license test is waived if a 90-day test waiver is submitted for successfully completing the basic rider course or basic rider course 2. Pass a vision test. If the vision test was administered and passed during the year in conjunction with another license issuance, the vision test may be waived. If the applicant meets the established requirements for a Class M license and also possesses a Class C or combination of other classes of permits, that license must be surrendered and a license containing the Class M will be issued. The applicant will not be given a refund for their remaining period of validity of the other license. Class MP Instructional Permit. An instructional, learner's permit is issued for the purpose of learning how to operate a motorcycle on public roads or highways. An instructional permit is not a motorcycle license. All instructional permit applicants must pass a vision test and an examination of motorcycle knowledge. A Class M instructional permit, MP, is valid for 6 months. It is not mandatory for a Class M license applicant to obtain a Class M instructional permit, MP, before taking the Class M examination, although road test reservations are available only to those applicants who hold a Class M instructional permit, MP. Requirements for a Class M instructional permit, MP, are as follows. Must be at least 16 years of age. Applicants 16 years of age must comply with Joshua's Law by successfully completing a DDS-certified Georgia driver training, driver education course consisting of at least 30 hours of theoretical instruction, classroom or virtual, and 6 hours of practical behind-the-wheel instruction, instructor or parent taught. A list of certified courses can be found online at https://online.dds.ga.gov/ddsgeorgiagov/locations/certified-driver-training-schools.aspx. Pass Vision Exam. Pass Motorcycle Knowledge Exam. If applicant is under 18 years of age, then a parent, legal guardian or responsible adult is required to sign the form for driver's license, ID, permit and complete the responsible adult affidavit. The participating signatories also have the authority to request revocation of the permit at any time before the minor's 18th birthday. Under age 18, a certificate of school enrollment, Form DS-1, must be presented. MP restrictions are: motorcycle operation in daylight hours only. No passengers allowed. No limited access roadways. Safety equipment is prescribed by law. Secure ID license documentation requirements. On July 1, 2012, DDS implemented additional procedures that enhanced the integrity and security of your driver's license, DL, and identification card, ID, resulting from the federal requirements of the Real ID Act. These procedures require that you bring additional documentation with you when you visit one of our customer service centers, CSC. If you currently hold a valid Georgia DL or ID, a secure ID DL, ID will be issued at the time of your next renewal or reinstatement. If you do not hold a valid Georgia DL or ID, you will be issued a secure ID DL, ID at the time of your application. These documents will include the following. At least one. 1. Original or certified document to prove your primary identity, and at least one document to prove your social security number, and at least two documents to prove your residential address, and appropriate name change documents, if needed. Important name change information. If you are a U.S. citizen and your name is different from the name shown on the primary identification document which you plan to provide as proof of identity, X. birth certificate, passport, etc., then you must be prepared to present additional supporting documents, X. marriage certificate, divorce decree, adoption decree, etc. Customers who hold a valid GA driver's license or ID card are to present the original or certified copy document which supports the most recent name change. Customers who are new to Georgia must provide the complete trail of original or certified copy documents which support ALL name changes. To assist with collecting your documents, DDS has created a checklist wizard that will allow you to print a custom checklist or the full list of acceptable documents. Please follow the links on the DDS website, dds.georgia.gov, to create the checklist of your choice. Different types of vehicles. When looking at different types of motorcycles or motor-driven cycles, you will see the term CC along with a number, 250cc, 500cc, 750cc. The CC is an abbreviation for cubic centimeter, the volume of fuel mixed with air that powers motorcycles. Road-legal motorcycles, scooters, and even mopeds can have engines ranging from 50cc to more than 2000cc. A motorcycle with a higher CC will weigh more and therefore have more power and be able to move more weight at faster speeds. Motorcycles. Every motor vehicle having a saddle for the use of the rider is controlled by handlebars and designed to travel on not more than three wheels in contact with the ground, but excluding a tractor and moped, with engine size not exceeding 50cc, is defined as a motorcycle. Georgia law places all types of motorcycles, including scooters, motorbikes, and minibikes with engine size 51cc or greater, into one classification. All are considered motor-driven cycles. A Class M license or a Class M instructional permit, MP, is required to legally operate a motorcycle or motor-driven cycle in Georgia. Mopeds. A moped is defined as any motor-driven cycle with an engine not exceeding 50cc, 3.05 cubic inches. Mopeds are exempt from the provisions relating to the registration and licensing of motor vehicles. Rules to operate mopeds on Georgia roads and highways. 1. Must be at least 15 years of age and possess a valid driver's license, instructional permit or limited permit. 2. Must wear protective headgear, U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, compliant motorcycle helmet. 3. No tag is required. 4. Must obey the same traffic laws governing drivers of motor vehicles. 5. May not use limited access highways or other roadways where the minimum speed limit is above 35 miles per hour. 1.2 Required motorcycle license tests. Safe riding requires knowledge and skill. Licensing tests are the best measurement of the basic skills necessary to operate safely in traffic. Assessing your own skills is not enough. People often overestimate their own abilities. It's even harder for friends and relatives to be totally honest about your skills. Licensing exams are designed to be scored more objectively. There are two ways to earn a motorcycle license. You can take a Georgia Motorcycle Safety Program course where you will receive professional training in motorcycle handling. Motorcycles are provided, as well as earn a license test waiver, if you successfully complete the course. The license test waiver will allow you to bypass the knowledge test and the on-cycle skills test at a DDS customer service center. See the section on the Georgia Motorcycle Safety Program in this manual. The other method is to apply directly at a DDS customer service center. To earn your license, you must pass a knowledge test and an on-cycle skills test on your own motorcycle. You must also pass a vision test. If the vision test was administered and passed during the year in conjunction with another license issuance, this vision test may be waived. Knowledge test. You will need to take and successfully pass the knowledge test. Knowledge test questions are based on information, practices, and ideas from this manual. They require that you know and understand road rules and safe riding practices. Note: this requirement is waived for applicants who have successfully completed a Georgia Motorcycle Safety Program License Test Waiver Rider Education course. Rider Skills Test. You will need to take and successfully pass an on-cycle skills test, which consists of a series of exercises designed to demonstrate your basic skills in operating a motorcycle. Note: this requirement is waived for applicants who have successfully completed a Georgia Motorcycle Safety Program 90-day License Test Waiver Rider Education course. you must furnish a motorcycle for the test and pass a safety inspection of the motorcycle by the DDS license examiner before the on-cycle skills test is given. Basic vehicle control and crash avoidance skills are included to determine your ability to handle normal and hazardous traffic situations. The on-cycle skills test is designed for single-track vehicles, motorcycles, and multi-track vehicles, motorcycles with sidecars, and three-wheeled vehicles. Motorcycles with sidecars and three-wheeled vehicles maneuver differently than a two-wheeled single-track motorcycle. Vehicles outside of test standards may be required to use a car test route. Please be mindful on-cycle testing cannot be completed in an autocycle, for example, three-wheel car-like vehicles. 1.3 The Rider Skills Test. Safe motorcycle riding depends largely on your knowledge and skills. The skills for motorcycling require a lot of practice. If you have just learned to handle a motorcycle and have very little riding experience, then the most important part of learning to ride is still ahead. You may wish to take a Georgia Motorcycle Safety Program rider education course that offers a license test waiver. For more information about locations and schedules, visit dds.georgia.gov. The Rider Skills Test, RST, is used for both two-wheeled, RST-2W, and three-wheeled vehicles, RST-3W. The following pages highlight the testing patterns for both the two-wheel and three-wheel test. Both tests consist of four riding evaluations that measure your control of the motorcycle and your hazard response skills. The final two exercises involve speeds of about 15 to 20 miles per hour. You will be scored on time, distance standards as well as path violations. The test may be ended early for point accumulation, committing an unsafe act, or failure to understand or follow instructions. When you report for your test, you must have a DOT-compliant helmet, eye protection and closed-toe footwear. For safety, it is suggested that you wear long sleeves, long pants and gloves. You must furnish a street-legal motor-driven cycle for the test and pass a safety inspection of the motorcycle by the DDS license examiner before the riding test is given. Please note, you have the right to cancel the test at any time. Inform the DDS license examiner that you do not wish to continue the test. The examiner will explain the conditions for rescheduling the test. The DDS license examiner also has the right to stop the test if you fail to demonstrate basic control skills, accumulate more than the maximum number of penalty points allowed, commit any unsafe act, fail to understand or follow directions, or fall from or drop the motorcycle. Finally, all testing may be suspended due to inclement weather, equipment failure or other circumstances beyond the control of you or the examiner. Rider Skills Test for Two Wheels. Evaluation 1. Cone weave and normal stop. Directions. From the start point, ride to the right of the first cone, to the left of the second, and so on. After passing the last cone, turn left and ride toward the opposite side of the course. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box. Points will accumulate if you stall during the exercise. Put a foot down or hit, skip a cone during the weave. Fail to stop with your front tire within the borders of the box. Evaluation 2. Turn from a stop and U-turn. Directions. From the start point, make a right turn between the boundary lines. After completing the turn, diagonally cross to the opposite side of the course and make a left U-turn inside the painted box at the far end of the course. Do not touch the solid, 24, line for motorcycles 600cc or more, or the dashed, 20, line for motorcycles less than 600cc. Stop with your front tire inside the box. Points will accumulate if you stall during the exercise. Put a foot down. Touch or cross a boundary line. Evaluation 3. Quick stop. Directions. From the start point, accelerate straight up the path. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire crosses the second line, stop as fast as you safely can, using both brakes. This test will be timed in order to determine your speed. Points will accumulate if you stall during the exercise. Fail to stop within the established standards. Anticipate the stop, braking early, on second attempt. Fail to obtain the proper speed on second attempt. Evaluation 4. Obstacle swerve. Directions. From the start point, accelerate straight up the path. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire passes the second line, swerve to the left or right as directed. This test will be timed in order to determine your speed. Points will accumulate if you stall during the exercise. Touch or cross the obstacle line or sideline with either tire. Swerve in the wrong direction. Anticipate the swerve, swerving before second line, on second attempt. Fail to obtain the proper speed on second attempt. Once you have successfully passed all of the required tests and met all other licensing requirements, you may be issued a Class M motorcycle license. Rider skills test for three wheels. Evaluation 1. Left turn and normal stop. Directions. From the start point, ride straight ahead and make a sharp left turn between the boundary lines and the single cone marker. Then ride toward the opposite end of the course. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box. Left front tire on vehicles with two front tires. Points will accumulate if you stall during the exercise. Touch or cross a boundary line. Hit or skip the boundary cone. Fail to stop with your front tire within the borders of the box. Evaluation 2. Cone weave and turn from a stop. Directions. From the start point, ride to the left of the first cone, to the right of the second, and to the left of the third. After passing the last cone, turn right at the end of the course and stop at the start tee facing the other side of the course. Then make a right-hand turn between the boundary lines and the cone. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box. Points will accumulate if you stall during the exercise. Touch or cross a boundary line. Hit or skip the boundary cone. Hit or skip a cone during the weave. Evaluation 3. Quick stop. Directions. From the start point, accelerate straight up the path. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first set of cones. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire crosses the second set of cones, stop as fast as you safely can, using both brakes. This test will be timed in order to determine your speed. Points will accumulate if you stall during the exercise. Fail to stop within the established standards. Anticipate the stop, braking early, on second attempt. Fail to obtain the proper speed on second attempt. Evaluation 4. Obstacle swerve. Directions. From the start point, accelerate straight up the path. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first set of cones. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire passes the second set of cones, swerve to the left or right as directed. This test will be timed in order to determine your speed. Points will accumulate if you stall during the exercise. Touch or cross the obstacle line or sideline with your tire. Swerve in the wrong direction. Anticipate the swerve, swerving before second set of cones, on second attempt. Fail to obtain the proper speed on second attempt. Once you have successfully passed all of the required tests and met all other licensing requirements, you may be issued a Class M motorcycle license. 1.4 Motorcycle Rider Education, Training, and License Test Waivers. The Georgia Motorcycle Safety Program, GMSP, offers rider education programs for every level of rider. GMSP also promotes motorist awareness programs, Share the Road campaigns, and focuses on highway safety issues affecting Georgia motorcyclists. The DDS directly operates 14 training sites throughout the state of Georgia. Rider training is popular and potentially life-saving. Without proper training, new riders are more likely to be involved in a crash. Experienced riders also can benefit from additional training to hone their crash avoidance skills. Three-wheel waiver program. DDS is pleased to announce that the license test waiver program has been expanded to include the three-wheel training course. Since July 1, 2017, certified motorcycle training schools that offer this training have the ability to issue a 90-day license test waiver upon successful completion of the course. This expansion is being implemented to enhance customer service, expand the motorcycle safety program, and to foster consistency. Rider education. When you take a Georgia Motorcycle Safety Program course, you will receive professional training in risk management, motorcycle operation, and skilled riding techniques, as well as earning a license test waiver. When you successfully complete a license test waiver course, the license test waiver will allow you to bypass the knowledge test and the on-cycle skills test at a DDS customer service center. You may earn a license test waiver for your motorcycle license in the basic course and basic rider course 2 license waiver course. A 90-day license test waiver is furnished to successful graduates. Courses are low cost and provide professional training to assist riders in improving their skills in turning, traffic strategies, braking, evasive techniques, and more. Basic rider course. 2-day classroom and on-cycle training for new and experienced riders. Motorcycle and helmet provided at GMSP DDS training centers. Earn a motorcycle license test waiver. $250 enrollment fee at GMSP DDS training centers. See website for non-resident enrollment fee. The basic riders course is the best way to prepare to obtain your motorcycle license. With no experience necessary, it is designed for beginning riders with no previous riding experience. We also recommend this course for riders who have not been on a motorcycle for a while. It combines practice riding on a closed course with classroom discussion. GMSP provides training motorcycles and helmets at our DDS locations. There are additional riding gear requirements for students. If you own a scooter, you may ride your own scooter, 51 to 500 cc, in the course. Scooter students must call GMSP at 678-413-8400 after registering and inform staff of their intention to use a scooter so we can notify your coach. The basic riders course offers complete and professional training. You will learn how to operate a motorcycle safely, with emphasis on the special skills and mental attitudes necessary for dealing with traffic. GMSP coaches will start off with straight line riding, turning, shifting, and stopping. You'll gradually progress to cornering, swerving, and stopping in shorter distances. In the classroom, you'll learn about the different types of motorcycles, their characteristics, how they operate, and mental processes for riding. The GMSP coaches, all experienced motorcyclists, will advise you on what to wear for comfort, visibility, and protection. You'll find out how alcohol and other drugs affect your ability to ride safely. A very important segment of the course will introduce a strategy for riding in traffic, and how to deal with critical situations. The course concludes with a knowledge test and an on-cycle skills evaluation. Once you successfully complete the course, you will receive a 90-day motorcycle license test waiver. To register, go to dds.georgia.gov or call 678-413-8400. Basic Rider Course 2 License Waiver. If you are an experienced rider without a motorcycle license or have been riding on a permit, earn your license now. 1-day training. Ride your own bike. Earn a motorcycle license test waiver with a Basic Rider Course 2 License Waiver, BRC2LW, course, some classroom. $100 enrollment fee, BRC2LW, at GMSP, DDS training centers. Note. The enrollment fee is $150 for out-of-state residents. To register, go to dds.georgia.gov or call 678-413-8400. Advanced Riders Course, ARC. The ARC is a 1-day course that complements a rider's basic skills and helps with personal risk assessment. It focuses on the complex skills of self-assessment, personal risk management, and riding strategies. The ARC includes a fast-paced classroom segment with several interactive activities to improve perception and hazard awareness. Range exercises enhance both basic skills and crash avoidance skills. Improving braking and cornering finesse is emphasized. The course is beneficial for riders on any type of street motorcycle. For details and a list of facts including required riding gear, visit https://dds.georgia.gov/advanced-riders-course. To register, go to dds.georgia.gov or call 678-413-8400. Scooter riders. Scooters have become a popular and sensible transportation option. Many people perceive them to be safer and easier to handle than a motorcycle. The reality is that any two-wheel vehicle takes a different skill set to maneuver on the street. With that in mind, the GMSP welcomes scooter owners to participate in our license waiver basic and basic 2 rider education courses. Scooter owners can now use their machine in a rider education program, and if successful, earn a license test waiver. Of course, there are a few rules. Students use their own scooters. No scooters are provided. The scooter must be owned, registered, and insured by the student. The scooter must be street legal and be 500cc or less. If the scooter is going to be ridden to and from class, a Class M instructional permit, MP, is required. Note: some classes are held after dark, and permit holders cannot ride after dark. Students can trailer the scooter to the training location. Scooter students must call GMSP at 678-413-8400 after registering and inform staff of their intention to use a scooter, so we can notify your coach. Military waiver. A military member or dependent will not be subject to taking a knowledge test or skills test as if he, she has completed a class offered by the Georgia Motorcycle Safety Program and, or recognized private sites. Military members and dependents will be eligible to obtain a 90-day license waiver by submitting the following documents to the Motorcycle Safety Program. Motorcycle Safety Program Military Waiver Application. Copy of a Motorcycle Safety Foundation, Basic Rider Course, or Basic Rider Course 2 Completion Card. Copy of your current Georgia driver's license. Copy of your active, retired or dependent military ID and or a copy of your DD-214. Once the documentation has been verified, a 90-day license waiver will be updated to his, her driving record. After receiving the waiver, the military member, dependent must visit their local DDS customer service center within 90 days to obtain their Class M license. A military member or dependent that is not currently in the state of Georgia can go to DDS.Georgia.gov for information on renewing a license by mail. 1.5 signs, signals and road markings. Georgia law requires that all drivers, including motorcyclists, obey official highway signs and traffic control signals unless otherwise directed by a police officer or emergency worker. Road signs. Shapes of signs. The state of Georgia uses 7 basic shapes of signs to convey traffic control instructions. Drivers should know signs by their shapes and colors so that they may recognize them from a distance and begin reacting. An octagon, 8-sided shape, always means stop. When you come to it, you must make a complete stop at a marked stop line. If there is no stop line, stop before the crosswalk on your side of the intersection. If there is no crosswalk, stop at a point from which you can best see oncoming traffic. You must not start again until all pedestrians have finished crossing on the side of the roadway you are traveling on, and you have yielded the right of way to closely approaching traffic. Triangle signs mean yield. You must slow down to a speed that is reasonable for existing conditions and stop if necessary. If you must stop, do so at a marked stop line, if it exists. After slowing or stopping, you must yield the right of way to other vehicles in the intersection or approaching closely on another roadway or auxiliary road leading into a major highway. Round signs mean you are approaching a railroad crossing. This sign is posted a few hundred feet in front of the tracks and alerts you to slow down, look, listen and prepare to stop. Listen carefully for an approaching train. If the train is approaching, stop. Do not try to calculate whether you can make it across the track. Never try to beat a train through the intersection. Passing is prohibited at all railroad crossings. Diamond-shaped signs warn of existing or possible hazards on roadways or adjacent areas. They are yellow with black words indicating the potential hazard, or black symbols visually describing the potential hazard. Pentagon-shaped signs mean you are approaching a school zone and/or school crossing. When used, they will be erected not less than 150 feet nor more than 700 feet in advance of the school grounds or school crossing. Warning signs can sometimes be fluorescent green in color. Horizontal rectangle signs are generally used as guide signs. They show locations, directions, or other special information. Vertical rectangle signs are generally used for regulatory signs, which tell you what you must do. You must obey them in the same manner as traffic laws. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs tell drivers what they may or may not do. Drivers, including bicyclists, must obey them in the same manner as traffic laws. Remember, a red circle with a red slash from upper left to lower right means no. The picture within the circle shows what is prohibited. Note: the full list of regulatory signs been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Warning signs. Warning signs are usually yellow with black markings. Warning signs can also be fluorescent green with black markings. They alert you to conditions that are immediately ahead. There may be road hazards, changes in traffic direction, or some other potentially hazardous situation that requires action on your part. Note: the full list of warning signs been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Construction and maintenance warning signs. Warning signs for construction and maintenance projects are used to alert you to dangers ahead and give you enough time in which to adjust your speed accordingly. These signs are orange with black markings. Service signs. While traveling along Georgius highways, the following blue and white signs will give directions to service facilities. Guide signs. Guide signs may indicate what road you are on, and how to get to your destination. Many guide signs are rectangular, but some have other shapes. There are several different kinds of guide signs: route markers, information, destination, distance, and location signs. These signs may be accompanied by a sign or an arrow, indicating the highway, facility, or location that can be reached by following the signs. Traffic signals and signs. Traffic signals are placed at intersections to control the orderly movement of traffic and to prevent crashes. Drivers, including bicyclists, and pedestrians must obey these signals except when an officer is directing traffic. If a traffic signal is not functioning at all at an intersection, all drivers must treat the intersection as if a stop sign is posted for all directions. If a traffic signal is malfunctioning and flashing, drivers must proceed based on the color of the flashing signal they are facing. If the driver is facing a yellow flashing signal, the driver may proceed with caution. If the driver is facing a red flashing signal, the driver must stop and wait until it is safe to proceed. A red light means you must make a complete stop before entering the crosswalk or intersection and wait until the light turns to green before proceeding. A yellow light warns that the light is changing from green to red. Slow down and prepare to stop. A green light means you may proceed if it is safe to do so after stopping for pedestrians and yielding to vehicles within the intersection. A green arrow means you may proceed carefully only in the direction the arrow is pointing after stopping for pedestrians and yielding to vehicles within the intersection. In this case, you may go straight ahead only. A green arrow, in this case, means you may turn in the direction of the arrow after stopping for pedestrians and yielding to vehicles within the intersection. A yellow arrow may appear after a green arrow and warns you to clear the intersection. A red flashing light means you must stop completely. Treat as you would a stop sign. Proceed with caution only after yielding the right of way to pedestrians and to other vehicles at the intersection. A yellow flashing light means you must slow down and exercise caution before proceeding through the intersection. A flashing yellow arrow means you may turn left after yielding to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. Oncoming traffic still has the green light. HAWK signal. HAWK stands for High Intensity Activated Crosswalk. This signal is also known as a pedestrian hybrid beacon, PHB, and it is designed to help pedestrians safely cross busy streets. Pedestrians push a button to activate the overhead beacon and stop road traffic. When walk appears on the pedestrian signal, pedestrians can cross the street. Dark. The HAWK remains dark for traffic unless a pedestrian activates the push button. Flashing. When a pedestrian presses the button, the signal is activated. Approaching drivers will see a flashing yellow signal for a few seconds. Solid yellow. The flashing yellow is followed by a solid yellow signal, indicating drivers should reduce speed and be prepared to stop. Solid red. The solid yellow is followed by double solid red signals, requiring drivers to stop. Flashing red. The double solid red signals are followed by alternating flashing red signals. This requires drivers to come to a full stop and proceed when pedestrians have cleared the crosswalk. The signal will then go dark until activated again by a pedestrian. Pavement markings. Pavement markings, like highway signs, are used to warn and direct drivers to regulate traffic. Stop lines. Stop lines are white lines painted across the pavement at intersections indicating the point beyond which your vehicle should not cross if you are stopping for a traffic control device. In urban areas, the line is usually located about 4 feet before the crosswalk. Drivers must come to a complete stop at the stop line, when present, not at the actual stop sign or traffic signal. Crosswalk lines. These white lines are painted across, or partially across the pavement. Sometimes they will be painted in a ladder pattern. When pedestrians are in the crosswalks, they have the right of way over motor vehicles. Crosswalks are sometimes in the middle of a block in residential areas, and in some cases, a pedestrian crossing signal is located at the white line. Railroad crossings. When a road is crossed by a railroad crossing, the pavement is usually marked with a large X and two R's. At railroad crossings, a yellow line is always placed on the right side of the center line to prevent passing. The crossing is sometimes equipped with control arms and/or emergency lights to warn drivers of approaching trains. The driver of the vehicle must stop if warning signals indicate a train is approaching. Center lines. These are used to separate traffic moving in opposite directions on paved roadways. Broken yellow lines are used when there are only two lanes. No passing lines. Single lines. These single, solid yellow lines on two-lane roads indicate zones where passing is prohibited. They will be located on the right of the broken yellow line when they apply to the lane in which you are traveling. In some instances, both yellow lines will be solid, indicating it is not safe for passing in either direction. Double white lines. These are double white line, dashed or solid pavement markings on roadways that indicate where vehicles can or cannot cross to access the adjacent lane. When the double white lines are dashed, vehicles are allowed to cross over to the adjacent lane. When the double white lines are solid, lane changes are prohibited. Edge lines. These are the solid white lines along the side of the pavement. They serve as safety guides, especially at night when it is difficult to see the edge of the road. A yellow edge line may be used on the left side to warn of narrow or raised medians. Lane lines. These are the white dashes that mark the individual lanes of travel on streets and highways having more than one lane for traffic moving in the same direction. When there are four or more lanes with traffic moving in opposite directions, two solid yellow lines mark the center of the roadway. You may cross these lines only to make a left turn into or from an alley, private road, driveway, or another street. When traveling on a multi-lane road, stay in the right lane except to pass other vehicles traveling in the same direction. Express lanes. Express lanes offer motorists the option to pay a toll to bypass congestion in certain areas on the interstate. All vehicles with no more than two axles or up to six wheels can use express lanes if they have a registered Peach Pass. When the vehicle travels through the express lane, the toll amount will automatically be deducted from the pre-established account. There are currently two sets of express lanes in Georgia. The I-85 express lanes are HOT lanes along I-85 North in Gwinnett County. They are open 24 hours per day. On the I-85 express lanes, registered transit, three or more person carpools, motorcycles, emergency vehicles, and alternative fuel vehicles, AFV, with the proper AFV license plate are allowed to use the lanes toll-free. The I-75 South Metro Express lanes are new, reversible lanes along 1-75 South in Henry and Clayton counties. Reversible lanes change directions during the day to provide additional travel options during peak travel periods. When the travel direction is being reversed, signs will show the lanes are closed. On the I-75 South Metro Express lanes, all vehicles, including motorcycles and electric vehicles, are required to pay a toll. Public transit buses, registered vanpools, and emergency response vehicles may use the lanes toll-free if they have a Peach Pass. Turn lanes. This lane, bordered by solid yellow and or broken yellow lines, is in the center of streets and highways to make left turns. A motorist desiring to turn left should proceed to the turn lane just prior to making a left turn. Georgia law prohibits the use of this lane for any purpose other than making a left turn. You may enter this lane no more than 300 feet from the location of the left turn. When a turning lane is provided for vehicles traveling in both directions, you should use extreme caution before entering the turning lane to make a left turn. There may be a vehicle traveling in the opposite direction also entering the turning lane to make a left turn. This is especially problematic in congested areas. Bicycle lanes. These are solid white lines typically located between the farthest right traffic lane and the curb or edge of the roadway. If there is a right turn only lane present, the bicycle lane will be located to the left of the right turn only lane in order to safely accommodate bicycles traveling straight through the intersection. Bicycle lanes may also be marked with painted symbols of a bicycle. Drivers of motor vehicles are prohibited from driving or parking in the bicycle lane, except to cross over it to make a turn. When crossing over a bicycle lane to make a turn, motorists must yield to bicyclists that are present. Roundabouts. Roundabouts are sometimes used at intersections instead of stop signs. The purpose of a roundabout is to allow the intersection to handle heavier traffic flow without the need for a signal or a four-way stop. When entering a roundabout, traffic laws concerning right-of-way still apply. You must yield to other traffic that is already in the roundabout. You will always enter a roundabout to the right, and continue circling to the right until you have reached the roadway onto which you want to turn. When reaching the desired road, you will always turn right. Traffic striping. These markings, created by diagonal yellow lines, are on streets and highways indicating that the road is narrowing or there is an obstruction on the roadway. The area is similar to a triangle with solid yellow diagonal lines within the outside lines. Always keep to the right of these markings.